In 2020, Republicans in Wisconsin and beyond claimed they were creating alternate slates of electors to preserve legal options for the Trump campaign. But newly released emails and texts show longtime GOP attorney Jim Troupas and Wisconsin native Kenneth Chesbro pushed ahead with the plan for a different reason, to purposefully create doubt and uncertainty around certified election results in six swing states. WPR's Rich Kramer has been reading through these messages. To start, Rich, how did these emails and texts come to light?
It's all about the court cases, Brady. This latest batch of more than 1,400 pages of emails and texts, it was released as part of a legal settlement between Troupas, Chesbro, and Democrats who sued over the false electors casting ballots in Wisconsin and sending them to Congress as part of the Trump campaign's last-ditch efforts to overturn his loss in 2020 to President Joe Biden.
And the fuller picture in those private messages undercuts the public argument that the false electors were just part of court challenges, right?
Absolutely. The official line that we were hearing from Republicans within the Trump campaign and in Wisconsin was these false electors needed to meet on December 14th, cast their electoral ballots, and submit them to Congress in case a court in Wisconsin or anywhere to declare Trump the winner of the popular vote. The argument was that judges or justices could make those Republican electors official and binding in Congress if widespread fraud was proven in a respective state. But just more than a month after Election Day in 2020, Chesbro told Troupas that sending alternate slates of electoral votes to Congress would pay, quote, huge dividends, even if there weren't any election lawsuits pending in courts. Chesbro also said that with such a cloud of confusion from the alternate electors, the results of the entire 2020 election could be thrown to the U.S. House of Representatives or state legislatures, who could essentially hand the win to Trump.
Meanwhile, here in Wisconsin, the lawyers were also floating other ways to overturn this state's outcome. Like what?
So while the campaign was making its plans to have these false electors vote in December 2020, Chesbro told Troupas that the Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature could simply call the election for Trump. His theory was that an arcane federal law allows legislatures to appoint presidential electors however they like, and Chesbro said the Wisconsin legislature and others could just decide the Biden electors don't count. We're going to say that the Trump electors count. So he said doing that wouldn't disenfranchise voters who participated in the popular vote because, he said, quote, citizens don't have a right to vote for president. He said if election officials were manipulating the election results for a partisan gain, quote, the election just doesn't count. Ultimately, we didn't see that sort of thing happen in Wisconsin or other states.
In the legal settlement that brought these documents out, Troupas and Chesbro essentially agreed not to try this again. But could someone else try the same playbook here in the 2024 election?
In 2022, Congress made some changes to clarify language in the Federal Electoral Count Act aimed at preventing future chaos and confusion surrounding election results and multiple slates of electoral ballots being sent for certification. So the changes include clarifying that the vice president's role in overseeing the count of electoral ballots on January 6th is solely ministerial. What that means is the VP now has no power to order which ballots are counted and which are thrown out. The changes also raise the bar for the number of lawmakers in Congress needed to challenge a state's electors. It was one person in each house. Now it's 20% of members in each house. But Edward Foley, who's an Ohio State University law professor, said something that struck me. He said the changes are as good a set of rules as can be written to provide clarity. But Foley said rules exist on paper. Human beings enforce them. So in short, he said that the new rules will protect the will of the voters in the future if they're followed. But if you have humans in Congress or campaigns who refuse to follow the rules or court orders, then all bets are off.
You know, we're stuck with, you know, the fallibility of human beings. So we have the best set of rules that we could have after 2022. We have to hope that human beings are willing to follow them enough.
So, long story short, we'll have to wait and see what happens this fall in the likely rematch between Trump and Biden.
That's WPR's Rich Kramer. Thanks so much.